Mrs. Harling spoke up sternly. "Stop crying, Nina, or I'll always send you upstairs when Aunt Ania tells us about the country." "Did they never find out where he came from, Aunt Ania?"
"Never, ma'am."
"He hadn't been seen nowhere except in a little town they called Conway. He tried to get beer there, but there wasn't any saloon. Maybe he came on a freighter, but the brakeman hadn't seen him. They couldn't find no letters nor nothing on him, nothing but an old penknife in his pocket, and the wishbone of a chicken wrapped in a piece of paper, and some poetry."
"Some poetry?" we exclaimed.
"I remember," said Francis. "It was the old oaken bucket, cut out of a newspaper and nearly worn out. Orla Everson brought it into the office and showed it to me."
"Now, wasn't that strange, Mrs. Francis?" Tony asked thoughtfully.
"What would anyone want to kill themselves in summer for? In threshing time, too. It's nice everywhere, then."
"So it is, Antonia," said Mrs. Harling heartily.
"Maybe I'll go home and help you thresh next summer."
Isn't that taffy?